Hello everyone. Welcome to Season 1, Episode 13 of The Trump Squad. I am your host, Joe, and today's topic is confrontations with a liberal, number one. You know, it amazes me how insane these people truly are. They're not dealing with a full deck. They truly are one fry short of a happy meal. Okay? The elevator surely doesn't go to the top floor with these people. I was in a supermarket doing some shopping in my hometown, which is New York City. The supermarket is a big supermarket. It's part of a chain. It really wasn't that busy considering how busy, you know, how big it was. I was waiting online. I had my basket. I had my MAGA hat on. No gloves, no masks, because, sorry, I don't believe in being mind-controlled. And this little, how can I put it, this irate woman wearing a mask, wearing gloves, long-sleeve shirt, you know, pants and everything. She had a jacket on. It's the middle of August. It was like 98 degrees. So that should show you where her mentality is. And she was a little chubby little thing, sort of looked like a troll. And she was no more than 4 feet tall. And she comes up to me because I guess she saw me wearing my MAGA hat. And she tells me that Biden and Harris are going to win in November and that she has wine chilling in her icebox. And she told me that I need to go fuck myself. Well, you know, some of the people online just looked at her and, you know, some of their mouths dropped and some of them were laughing because of things that she was saying. So I looked at her. I was like, well, number one, I was like, that wine will be in that icebox for another 4 years. Okay. Number two, what's the matter? You couldn't afford champagne. And number three, as far as us being fucked, she's going to get plowed in November. And her face dropped because I guess she was shocked that a man was going to actually answer her back because she feels and she looked like she was a woman who thought that she can say anything she wanted to a man and he just had to stand there and take it. Bullshit, you fucking loon. Bullshit. Okay? Some of the women online gasped and they did laugh. An old Italian woman was practically rolling on the floor with laughter. You know, these people, there's something wrong with them. She's 4 feet, I'm almost 6 feet, and you're coming up to a stranger, opening up your mouth and saying stupid things and telling them to basically go fuck themselves. You know, there's something wrong with you. There really is something wrong with you. You know, they have this thing where they feel that they can say and do whatever they fucking want to you, whether you're a man or a woman, and you're supposed to stand there and take it. Well, fuck you, lady, and fuck your thoughts, fuck your ideas. You're insane if you think Biden and Harris are going to win. You have touchy-feely, and you have a woman who spread her legs to get into Congress. It's as simple as that. You know, this has happened to me so many times since 2016, and more so when everything started to shut down on March 15th. So I'm going to add some confrontations with liberal series every once in a while, which would be part of a regular episode, because I want you to see how insane these people really are. I look at it like this. Everybody is entitled to their opinion, but when you get up in someone's face that you don't know, you're lucky, lady, that I didn't smack the taste right out of your damn mouth, okay? Because some of these women who are liberals, who are insane, they feel that they can do, like I said, they do and say whatever they want to a man, even hit them, and they're supposed to take, you know, stand there and take it. Let this woman put a hand on me, I would have knocked her the fuck out. Okay, because an ambulance would have come for her and it would have took her to either one or two places, either the emergency room for stitches or to the county morgue. So my thoughts to all of you conservatives out there, Republicans who are normal, because that's what we are a normal group of people. If you ever run into someone like this, by all means, use your words first before your fists or your hands. Because once you use your words, they shut the fuck up. Because when I said what I said, which was those three things, her mouth dropped. She dropped her basket on the floor and she walked out of the store. So I guess that was really the end of it. She was humiliated. I made her look like a fucking fool. And I showed everyone who was on that line and even the cashiers at the front what a fucking lunatic she was. So I hope you liked this different part of my series called Confrontation with the Liberal. And like I said, that really is something that you have to deal with on a daily basis in the country that we live in. So that concludes today's episode of The Trump Squad. Please follow me on Twitter at The Trump Squad. If you have any suggestions for topics you would like for me to discuss on future podcasts, please email me your suggestions to TrumpSquadPodcast@gmail.com. Stay safe, stay healthy, and let's continue to make America great again.